This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. So we've got a pretty explosive story brewing across several states. Bans on mRNA vaccines? Sounds like a political powder keg, right?
It is, and it's sparking a huge debate. Yeah, we're seeing a real pushback against these vaccines, not just from individuals, but from entire states.
Wow. Kentucky, Montana, and Idaho leading the charge. What's the big deal?
Concerns about long-term effects are a major factor. People are worried about what we don't know yet, you know?
And it's not just the states, right? Counties are getting involved too, right? Kentucky's going big with a near-total ban until 2035. It's a bold move. Wow.
It's a 10-year moratorium on human gene therapy products, including mRNA vaccines. Montana and Idaho are proposing similar legislation, but with different approaches.
Oh, really? Like what?
Montana's focusing on penalties for administering vaccines, while Idaho's aiming for a similar 10-year moratorium.
So it's not just top-down pressure. We're seeing grassroots movements, too.
Exactly. Counties in Idaho and other states like Iowa, South Carolina, Texas, and Washington are passing resolutions advising against mRNA vaccines, especially for kids. That's a lot.
That's a significant shift in the narrative. It's not just a few fringe voices anymore. I see. What are the main arguments against these vaccines? Is it just fear-mongering?
Not entirely. Critics point to reported adverse events, including serious injuries and deaths. The long-term effects are still largely unknown. It's a big concern.
So it's a lack of long-term data, coupled with some reported negative effects.
Precisely. And the mRNA technology itself is relatively new, so there's a natural hesitancy.
But there's a counterargument, right? These vaccines have been hailed as breakthroughs.
Absolutely. Proponents highlight their effectiveness in preventing and treating diseases. They see the technology as a major advancement in medicine.
So it's a classic clash between potential benefits and perceived risks. A tough one. This whole thing is incredibly political, isn't it?
Very much so. Conservatives are framing it as a fight for personal freedom and against government overreach. The pandemic mandates fueled a lot of distrust. Yeah, that's true.
Makes sense. The government's handling of the pandemic definitely left a mark. Are there any prominent figures weighing in on this?
Epidemiologist Nicholas Hulscher of the Metella Foundation is a vocal critic, believing this state-level push could force the federal government to reconsider its stance.
And the article mentions Dr. Robert Malone discussing the risks. Where can people find more information?
The article cites sources like childrenshealthdefense.org, nbcmontana.com, climate.law.columbia.edu, and brighteon.com. Lots of places.
So what's the likely outcome of all this? Will these bans hold up?
That's hard to say. It'll depend on legal challenges, public opinion, and the ongoing research into long-term effects. It's complicated.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. How much of a role is misinformation playing in all this?
It's a significant factor. The spread of inaccurate or misleading information can fuel fear and distrust, making it harder to have a rational discussion, unfortunately.
It's crucial to rely on credible sources and avoid sensationalized claims. It seems like we're caught between personal freedom and public health. How do we balance those?
That's the million-dollar question. Finding a way to respect individual autonomy while protecting the overall health of the population is a huge challenge, a really big one.
It's a delicate balancing act. What's the most important takeaway here?
The need for transparency and more research. We need more data on the long-term effects of mRNA vaccines and open dialogue about the risks and benefits.
And responsible reporting, of course. So what can listeners do to stay informed?
Critically evaluate information, consult multiple sources, and engage in respectful discussions with those who hold different views.
And remember, responsible citizenship involves staying informed and engaging in constructive dialogue. This is a really complex issue with a lot of moving parts.
It's a conversation that needs to continue. We need to find a way to move forward responsibly.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for shedding light on this important topic.